The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected elders, brothers, sisters, we've gathered here for the special occasion of the birthday anniversary of our beloved 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. On this special occasion, I want to congratulate all the believers and, of course, the Imam of our time on the birthday anniversary of his great grandfather. And we send our salam to Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. In hadith, we're told that the birth of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha was actually something that was predicted in a dream that his father, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, saw. In his dream, he was visited by his great-grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And according to the hadith, the Imam alayhi salam says that, I saw my grandfather Rasulullah and he says to me, Ya Musa, Aliyun ibnuka yanzuru bi nurillahi azza wa jal. O Musa, he's talking to the seventh Imam, your son Ali will be someone who when he gazes with the light of Allah, the Exalted. That, by the way, is a description that is present in many hadith where it's one of the signs of a believer. A believer is gifted insight. They see things not just in an ordinary way. But of course, the one who sees, who is the perfect example of that is the Imam. Your son Ali will gaze with the light of Allah. وَيَنْتِقُوا بِالْحِكْمَةِ And when he speaks, his speech will be filled with wisdom. يُصِيبُ وَلَا يُخْتِئُ He will never make an error, but he will always do the right. يَعْلَمُ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ He will know, and he will never be ignorant. قَدْ مُلِئَ عِلْمًا وَحُكْمًا He is filled with knowledge and with judgment. This is the prediction of the Prophet regarding Imam Ali ibn Musa alayhi salam. And when we look at the life of the Imam, he was somebody who, just like the other Imams, he demonstrated all of these qualities. Now, for the purpose of the speech, I was thinking, what is the best angle that we can take? How can we understand and love the Imam more? What can we learn more about him?
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada. Wa hujjatika ala man fawqa متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائي.
There's one thing that I want to mention about the Imam alayhi salam that he taught people and what attracted people. And it's very important for us who are gathered here as followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt. And that is the principle of Imamah. You all know of the famous hadith of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, which is known as the hadith with the Salsalatu al-Dhahab, the chain, the golden chain. There was a time where the Imam alayhi salam had visited Nishapur, and there was a group of different people who had come to visit him there. It was a journey from Marv. And many people came there. You know, scholars from the Ahlus Sunnah, you know, from different schools of thought, they all came and they wanted to appreciate the presence of the grandson of the Prophet. And when the Imam alayhi salam is about to leave, you know, those who are there, they say that, look, now that you're leaving, is there one hadith that you can share with us that will kind of be a source of guidance for us? Give us like one gift before you leave in the form of knowledge. It's very interesting. As the Imam is leaving, he says that my father narrated from his father, Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, who narrated from his father, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, and so on, from the fourth Imam, from the third Imam, from the second Imam, from Ali ibn Abi Talib, who narrated from Rasulullah, who narrated from Jibra'il, who narrated from Allah. And what did Allah say in this hadith, in this famous hadith? لا إله إلا الله حسني فمن دخل حسني أمن من عذابي. There is a fortress which Allah has created for us. The fortress is not made out of stone and brick. It's not made out of wood. It's not something which is a landmark that you can travel to in the world, but it is something which is stronger than any landmark that you find in this world. What is that fortress? It's the fortress which is identified by the kalima of La ilaha illallah, the kalima of Tawheed. That kalima, somebody who adopts the life of Tawheed, of acknowledging that Allah is the Lord and that Allah is the center of our existence, that person, amina min adhabi, that person is safe from the adab. That's the fortress of protection, that's the fortress of tranquility, that is the peace and spirituality and comfort that everyone is seeking. And then as the Imam is leaving, then he puts his blessed head outside of the vehicle where he's traveling, and he says, بِشُرُوتِهَا, with its conditions, وَأَنَا مِن شُرُوتِهَا, and I am amongst its conditions. Meaning I, Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, am one of the conditions for being able to enter that fortress. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important. The Imam alayhi salam was teaching the people at that time, and us as well, that is the practice of Islam is not a practice where we're leaderless. It's a practice where we have to acknowledge every single day as much as we can that I have a leader. I'm not free alone. When you have a leader who's looking over you, who's watching over you, who's examining what you're doing, then you act in a different way. When you have a leader who gets a report of what you're doing, you act in a different way. When you have a leader who's there to guide you and hold your hand in this world and in the next world, you act in a different way. You feel peace inside knowing that you're not alone. You feel peace inside that knowing that you're not an orphan without a guide. It's something which is a different experience. And this is the experience of the followers, the true followers of the Ahlul Bayt. It's a different way of life. So on this occasion of the wilada of Imam al-Gharib, we have to say that we are also gharib. Many of us are away from our homelands, and we're in a society where people of belief, often they don't find themselves any home. Because in hadith we're told, the believer, al-mu'minu gharib, the believer is truly one who is estranged. They don't have a home in the dunya. But we can take an example and we take inspiration and hope in the example of Imam al-Gharib. Despite so many difficulties, and he was able to make use of the golden opportunity that he had to do the best that he could. And alhamdulillah, till this day, we're indebted and very grateful for the presence of Imam Ali al-Musa, salamullahi alayhi.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم.
متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.